Bibles to Proverbs chapter 1. I wrote a series of messages 20 some odd years ago, maybe 25 years ago, and preached it one other time, I think 12 years ago. And it has to do with the studies of stuff I've gone through with the book of Proverbs. And we're going to start a series of messages, and because of the sake of time, I'm going to be cutting part of this, because if I'm doing a series, I can make this particular message a two-parter and go on to the next one, or I can keep you until you all fall asleep. No snoring, okay? We'll start with one verse. That's Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." The fear of the Lord. The series of this message is going to be on different places that you find in the book of Proverbs where it says the first word, this one happens to be fear, but it could be something else, of the Lord. You know, when I first did this message, and you need to know, I do go through Proverbs as part of our devotions with my wife and I. We read Proverbs together. We read five Psalms, and we read a proverb. I read Proverbs with other people over the phone that I'm trying to encourage, more than one. So I hear Proverbs a lot, okay? And I think it's probably needed because it's a book full of practical wisdom, and there's so much you can learn from this. And, you know, I started thinking about this, you know, what you can learn from this. You want to know how to handle your finances, it's in the book of Proverbs. You want to know how to deal with business, it's in the book of Proverbs. If you want to know how to have a relationship between a man and a woman, it's in the book of Proverbs. You want to raise children in a way that God can help you, it's in the book of Proverbs. It's kind of like that commercial for that product, and you turn around and you want to know what this is, and they go, "It's in there," because it's in here. And I don't find a problem with the book of Proverbs. The problem when it comes to us in our Christian life is applying it to myself. Applying it in your life. You need practical wisdom? You're going to find it here. And so the very first thing that's mentioned when you say of the Lord, it's found in our opening verse, verse 7, "The fear of the Lord's the beginning of knowledge." Okay? And what you're going to find is it talks, you're going to find the fear of the Lord. You're going to find the blessing of the Lord, the candle of the Lord, the chastening of the Lord, the counsel of the Lord, the eyes of the Lord, the hand of the Lord, and the way of the Lord. They're all mentioned in the book of Proverbs. And how many of you, just you can raise your hand, I won't point you out, and everybody don't look around. You just, if you've read through the book of Proverbs one time, raise your hand up. Okay, if you read through it. If you haven't, you're not too bright. Okay? If you want wisdom, I'm not telling you that you can't gain. I'm telling you don't have it. Because there is a knowledge that's in the world, and that knowledge changes. Amen? It changes. I had a doctor one time, because I've seen a lot of them. With 27 surgeries, you're going to see a lot of doctors. My general practitioner for a lot of years, my family practice doctor, he is now no longer here. I witnessed to him. I never heard about him being saved. He had family members who were, and that was Dr. Angelo Piorina. And he was about as hard a man as you wanted to meet, as blunt as it could be. I watched him take his phone, scream at another doctor because they weren't treating me right, and throw it in the, curse at the doctor and throw it in the waste paper basket and tell me, "You're not going back to that blankety blank blankety blank blankety blank. I'm sending you here." Okay? You see different people, you see different things in your life. That man, when it came to medicine, had a understanding that many doctors don't have. But the interesting thing about it, he told me one time, because he called me Jim, because that's my first name. He'd go, "Jim, do you know how much things have changed from when I started? I went through the University of Rochester for my doctors and then my internships and stuff, and they taught us that vitamins were placebos." And he said, I had to learn with my wife dealing with a particular onset of a chronic disease that the only thing that would help her was vitamins. So from 1955, or thereabouts, because that's the year I was born, and no, dirt was made before that, okay? But how much it changed. The medicines they use today, the way they do things, their understanding and their knowledge changes, but you know what doesn't change? Absolute truth. And you find that in God's Word. Amen? So like I said, you got the fear of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, the candle of the Lord, the chastening of the Lord, the counsel of the Lord, the eyes of the Lord, the hand of the Lord, and the way of the Lord. But tonight, we're looking at the fear of the Lord. And the first thing we see that it is the what? Beginning of knowledge. I want you to know, I strained my voice last Saturday. Not when I was normally preaching on the street corner, but some person of lower IQ, because he showed me what his IQ, because he stuck a finger up telling me that he had an IQ of 1. Okay? And he started screaming at us on the corner. And I was singing, what can wash away your blood? Nothing but the, or wash away your sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I was singing loud and clear. And people weren't having a problem. He came by with his window down, honking the horn, screaming at me, calling us blankety blank, blankety blanks. And I'm yelling at him, yeah! But the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You think I'm a fool? I'm God's fool. Whose fool are you? And he's driving around. He came by 3 or 4 times. And when I'm preaching, I never strain my voice that way. I'm now so loud. But my God, in a flash, and it wasn't smart. And so I paid for it on Sunday. But that guy drove back around 3, 4 times, James. He didn't drive through with his windows open anymore yelling at us. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. People say, well, you don't want people afraid of God. If they're unsaved, I want them terrified. The Bible says, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Fear of the Lord's the beginning of knowledge. It's negative reinforcement. Do you know the Bible teaches that you use negative reinforcement in the book of Proverbs to train your children? My children were afraid of me at a level. You know, it's like I've heard this. You know, you read something, it talks about, you go, oh, you don't want your children afraid of you. I want them to know that they knew when they were doing wrong, something's coming they don't like. Because I'm trying to protect them from what they would do if they didn't had a fear of me to a level. You know, the first time I read that, you know, in a commentary, and he says, oh, the fear of the Lord, it's just reverential trust. Kids don't know what reverential trust is. They know they're going to have an issue. This is being broadcast. They're going to have a timeout if they proceed to do wrong. Right? You know what my Bible says? My Bible says in the book of Hebrews, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. When you do right, you have nothing to be afraid of. Okay? Lost people have no fear of God. They don't understand. One, they say they don't believe in God, and then when you try to talk to them, say, but a loving God would never do that. No, a loving God would give his only son for me. Now that's love. When I reject that, I fall into the wrath of God upon all sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21, you hear it a lot here. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. God the Father made his son sin for me. Jesus Christ became it for me. We talk in the corners, teach it in the church. Heaven is a real place. It is. And hell is a real place. Lake of fire is a real place. You know what one of the biggest problems we're seeing in the nation and around this world is they've gotten to a place because they do not believe in God. They will not respond to what God teaches. And so they're trying to raise children without the beginning of knowledge. There's no respect for the police because there's no fear of the police. There's no respect for your elders because there's no fear of the elders. Do you know that the Bible teaches that the government we have beareth not the sword in vain? That's something to be afraid of. It's for the judgment and the punishment of evildoers. They have no fear of that. Teachers teaching kids not to respect their parents. Parents teaching kids not to respect their teachers. There's no fear of God in their eyes. It's the beginning of knowledge. Many of you who are younger, you won't remember this, but back, I think, in the 1990s, there was a big thing. Did you ever notice how this, when they turned around in homosexuality, in the Old Testament and the New Testament is sin? Okay? There's a lot of different types of sin, but sin is sin, but that's a sin that God abhors, but sin is sin. In the 1990s, they used to sell T-shirts, and it was for homosexuals that said, "No fear." So you take that which God says is sin, and you try to make it normal. Did it stop there? No. What happened next? You have the issues that we have going on today with transgenderism. And the American Psychiatric Association is trying to prove or trying to get pushed through that physical relationships between adults and young minors is not sin. When you don't deal with it, you aren't honest about it, it will continue to get worse. The Bible says, even a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. It gets worse because there's no fear of the Lord. Turn to Romans chapter 3. We're coming back to Proverbs. We're going to go in Proverbs 2. I will not finish this tonight. Proverbs chapter 2. You with me? Excuse me, Romans chapter 3. I'm jumping ahead of myself. Romans 3. I told you Romans 3, didn't I? Okay. I'm trying to rush too much. Okay. Romans chapter 3, look at verse 12. Romans 3 and verse 12. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the ways of peace they have not known. You know, it's the only time you can have peace with people who are in a perversion is when you accept what they do. Because they can't get along with you. They want us to have grace, and they have no... Okay. The way of peace they have not known. Verse 18, there is no what? Fear of God before their eyes. See, you won't know your sin if you don't know there's a God that you answer to for it. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Go to Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to what? Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then thou shalt understand what? The fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. See, the fear of the Lord's the foundation for learning true wisdom and studying God's Word. There's people, they study God's Word, they don't even believe in God, they're studying it to tear it apart. And so it does not become something that they apply in their own lives. You still with me? Turn to Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. We're not going to tarry too long on the verses. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1. Doth not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places by the way of the places of the path. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it. I found that in the book of Proverbs. Amen? Hear, when I will speak excellent things, and with the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction. See, you're telling you to find wisdom, but it's godly wisdom. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. That's a brother and sister. His name is Wisdom, her name is Prudence. And find out the knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to what? Hate. If you have fear of the Lord, you're going to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Fear of the Lord is to hate evil. When a person truly fears God properly, they won't be too much stuck upon themselves. Do you know the Apostle Paul was Saul before he got saved? And Saul was had some of the greatest education offered in Judaism. He sat at the feet of Gamaliel. He was the high theologian for the Hebrews. And he learned from them. He thought he was something. Until on the road, Jesus appears to him and he says, Saul, Saul, why kickest thou against the pricks? And Saul accepted Christ and became Paul. And he went from thinking he was so good that he could go around and condemn other people and have them brought before the magistrates and assent and have them put to death, to someone who said, I am the least of all apostles because I persecuted the church. He went from that place to the place where he could say, I know that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. Because I can't control my will. See, it takes away pride and arrogancy. Proverbs 9 and verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the holy is understanding. Knowledge of the holy. That's knowing God more. It's having a relationship with Him where you're trying to learn more of Him. Knowledge of the holy is understanding. How does that work? Yes, God is holy and just and righteous and pure and perfect in all His ways. And if that's all He was, that would be enough because it'd be true. But I couldn't reach to Him. But as I learn of God, I realize He is also first and foremost a God of mercy. He's a God of grace. He's a God of forgiveness. He's a God of second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth chances. While there was life and there was breath, there was hope. Okay? You can learn of Him. That's the place you learn of real love. because his love is real love, and perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of that knowledge, that understanding that you need to go through your life in a way that, because God is not looking to beat you down. He's looking to bless his children. There's some promises that fear of the Lord gives to us. Okay? One of them is something that I don't lack in, and I won't, for the sake of time, we won't turn there. And next week we're going to look at some of the promises given that are certain to us because of the fear of the Lord. But one that come is confidence. And the only reason I want to end with that is because when you have confidence, you don't have to have arrogancy. And it's not confidence in your ability, it's confidence in your God's ability. And so I don't have to. Like I said, when that happened on that corner, I went into the flesh. It was wrong. And I knew it was wrong right after that. And God says, I'll show you, dummy. And it affected my voice. I preached for 20 minutes. James was dealing with a young man on the corner trying to give time there. And then I strained my voice. Okay, when I went to sing Sunday morning. I don't say I always sing great. I do sing loud. Okay, and I couldn't. And Pastor Kenny, when I went to sing one note, in it my voice broke. And it sounded like somebody ran over a rooster. He looked at me, Kevin smiling. They looked at me and they start smiling. Because God says that's what you get. Because I went into my flesh and wasn't dealing with the confidence that he gives. And when you have confidence in God and what God can do, you don't have to be offended with other people when you look at that. You need to understand that. Just when you have anybody who does martial arts, when they have really good ability, they don't have to go around fighting. They avoid it as much as they can. God's stronger than any of that. You have the right relationship with him based off the fear of the Lord and knowing who he is and how much he loves you. You can face any trial that comes your way. But the beginning of it is the fear of the Lord. And all God's people said, amen. Good night and God bless.